This is Useless Conversations with Kimmy
and Jess.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Well, you know, always something to complain about. It just never ends.
I can't complain tonight.
I know. We were texting just a minute ago and you're so hyped that the Zags won.
That was like the best game I've watched, like maybe ever.
Really?
Oh. We never win. I mean, we do, but I just mean like that kind of win. That was like luck was on our side.
It was like a nail biter.
Oh man, back and forth the whole game, went into overtime, and then wins with a half court shot at seconds left, like not even a second left on the clock. Like,
wow,
it was amazing.
That's so good. I love a good game. Like,
yeah, me too.
So it was a great game. You really loved it.
Yes. You know,
that's
one
awesome.
Of the reasons I don't know, I love just hanging out. There was only two girls hanging out with the guys watching the game. Like, I just enjoy hanging out with the guys watching the game. Like, there's no cattiness. Everyone has a good time. Like, it's just, I enjoy that.
Yeah. I think I really enjoy that too. And I think I got it just in general. I got it from Grandpa because he always demanded, like, on like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Which was one of the only holidays that we didn't, like, we usually just stayed in, you know, the Tacoma area. We didn't come over there for that holiday.
Right. Rarely.
He demanded that we watch. Yeah, very rarely. He demanded that we watch football all day.
Yeah.
And at first, you know, when you're little, you're like, I want to see the parade, or like, I don't want to watch football. But
right.
I think when it becomes like a tradition, that's right where he would plop down on the couch and then I would get, you know, whatever snack, you know, pre-meal snack that mom had made.
Yeah.
And a soda. And then I'd just go sit like up under his arm and we would just sit there all day and watch football together.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's,
and it didn't matter who was playing.
Yeah. I think that's why I like sports so much, is that I just get to like hang out with my dad. I mean, like now we're hanging out with the neighbors and so there's a couple other guys there, but it's like I get to have a special time with my dad, that I get to remember the fun times of the things we got to do, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. I always thought to myself, you know, like on Thanksgiving when we would watch football, or on Sundays even, because Sundays was also football all day. And then I remember when Grandpa got a TV that had like the picture in a picture. Do you remember picture in a picture?
Yeah.
Holy shit. He was so hype. He was like, look, there's another channel on this channel while we're watching.
Right?
We're watching two channels. So it literally was football all day on Sunday. But I always remember thinking to myself, like, well, if I lived with my dad, we would be doing this. It would just be hockey.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what, I mean, Canadians love hockey.
Right.
And to this day, I don't really watch hockey. Like, it's just not a sport that I'm, like, into and I want to be, but I just don't know anything about hockey.
Yeah. I don't either.
I feel bad too because I'm like, my dad loved hockey. Like, he really, Canadians kind of just bleed hockey. You know, what else are you going to do? It's covered in snow, ice everywhere.
My ex and his family used to watch hockey a lot. And I would watch, I mean, like, I'm a sports person, so I'd watch it and try to learn, but it's not something that's ever picked up.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of fist fighting too. So I'm like, it's half hockey, half boxing. You know? But your ex, his family's from the Midwest, right? Because that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, his mom's from the Chicago area. And His dad's from Montana. His mom eventually moved to Montana, but all those areas there, it's cold and they play hockey, so.
Yeah, I can't even ice skate. I think the last time I went ice skating was when we were little. We came over there and skated at Riverfront Park.
Yeah.
And I think that's the last time I ice skated. I think we were like 10 or 11, and it was Christmas. And our moms took us and my big sister Jenny and Corey ice skating. And I think that was the last time that I have ice skated. And I will tell you why, but you already know why. Weak ankles. I have the weakest ankles of any bitch that's ever lived or ever, probably ever will live. I have some kind of, it's like the hip dysplasia in Great Danes is what I had. It's like, Kimmy ankle. They're gonna make a medical condition and just name it after me. This one's lame. Go put her down. Put her to pasture. She needs to go. She can't walk in just regular tennis shoes without falling over nothing and rolling an ankle.
Here's
Just.
my problem with ice skating. Like, I don't, I mean, I fall a little bit, but generally, like, I don't have a problem ice skating. It's the stopping. And
Yeah.
I'm the dumb one that's like, no, I don't want the girly skates. I want the hockey skates. And then you
Yeah.
have to learn, like, they don't have the toe pick. So then
Yeah.
you're supposed to be able to do that cool slide to stop. And I don't,
Yeah.
I just slam into the wall.
That's what
And
I do
so
too.
I went a few years back as an adult, and it's not the same slamming into the wall as when you're a kid.
Yeah, I mean at 10 or 11 years old, I was already a pretty broad bitch, but like it would hurt a lot now if I slammed into a wall to stop.
Yeah, when
But
you're
I'm
over
afraid.
30 and slamming into a wall, it just isn't the same, I promise.
I'm sure. No, you don't need to promise. I believe that shit 100%. I honestly think one of the biggest hurdles that I have is even if I got the lady skates with the toe pick to stop, I'd find a way to fall from stopping that way too. Like, there's no good way for me. I'm just so, for somebody who is so coordinated and has such great timing otherwise, like, I'm a great throw. I can bat. I have just an innate ability to volley at tennis and volleyball. I am so uncoordinated when it comes to my fucking feet. Like, the hands are working, the feet have no idea what the fuck to do. It's insane. It's so insane. And like, I don't know. It's so weird. I'll just trip. I think I told this, but I was just standing at the park next to Zeb, and I was standing on in the grass, just on a flat piece of grass, and I moved to my left just a little, and there was like a slight divot, and I just yelled, "I'm going down." I just toppled over. And then, of course, his brother-in-law comes running at me to help me up. And I'm like, I'm fine. Get away from me. Because it's more embarrassing than anything else. Like, I'm not hurt.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, man. I will just fall. I was crossing a crosswalk at my last law firm that I worked at before I found my current boss and we formed our current law firm. And I was walking in this crosswalk in downtown Tacoma, and nothing. It hadn't even rained or anything. I think it was actually like late May, almost June. And I was in the middle of the crosswalk, and I just ate shit. There was no reason, just in the middle of the street, this huge intersection in downtown Tacoma, and I just bit it so hard. It was terrible. And it was like my shoes slid on something. I don't know what. Mystery fluid. Don't know. Don't need to know. Something happened. I'm just hoping it was from a car. Like, I'd rather slip in oil than something else.
I
And
hear you.
my feet just went out from under me, and I landed on my left side, and I was like, this is going to be terrible. I'm going to feel like such trash. And I had a huge bruise on my hip for like 3 weeks. Just falling over nothing. Just, oh
It
man.
happened. It happens.
It does, but it's the most embarrassing. And the best part, actually, about it happening right there and like when it did was there were no cars and there were also no other pedestrians. So if someone saw me, they saw me from like a window and they definitely didn't have time to like get a phone out before I got back up and just kind of like hurried and exited the crosswalk. So I'm pretty
Traffic
sure.
jam.
Well, and I know for a fact in Tacoma they don't record because I did insurance defense litigation for so long that the ones in Tacoma they stopped having the budget for that almost immediately after they put them Like, great city planning, you guys. 10 out of 10 would recommend. We do have like speed cams, like speed traps in certain locations that definitely do work, and they have like their radar activated. But as far as the ones at intersections, they don't record. I've talked to the light sequencing person, and she was like, "Yeah, they should not have funded that because all of the money that we needed to like, record and store the information, they used just buying the cameras and installing them."
Have you ever heard of the
So,
app Waze?
yes, I have heard of Waze. However, I don't think that Waze works on Android. I use Google Maps.
Okay. Kitty, I think Kitty uses that too. I like Waze. Waze will say red light camera reported ahead, and it'll tell you which one. Also, I love
Yeah.
using it over in your area because, like, one time I was getting on kind of like, I think I was close to the Tacoma Dome, and it was kind of like a rounded entry to I-5. And there was like a stalled car on the entry to the freeway, which was causing a backup. And it'll tell you, like, other people who use it will report stuff like that. So that's nice. And then also it reports like cops, like police reported ahead, so you don't get into some speed trap.
Google Maps does that too.
Oh, do they?
And they do. It's really nice. I've avoided several tickets that way. And I've slowed down and seen the aggravated person behind me speed around me and get a ticket. So, like, kudos, Google Maps and Waze. Both of
Right.
you, equally but individual and separate from one another, have saved our asses.
Yeah.
So, this is not an ad. Though we can be made available for such, you can reach us at www. I'm trying
Exactly.
to get that Google's
That's right.
money. Okay, so the Zegs game. Other than that, what's been going on today? What's your day been like?
Well, we had a we have like a little park here. It's like a community park. A couple of the neighbors came together, and there was like thousands of eggs out in the park.
Oh,
And
that's
they had all the
cute.
kids come and do an egg hunt, and it was really cute. And then this guy that works with my dad, who's the brother-in-law of one of our neighbors, he actually bought a bunny costume. And so the
I
Easter bunny made an appearance.
love
And
that so much. I know you sent me a picture of you and your mom, and then your mom and your dad with the
So
bunny.
I tell my mom, like, hey, we got to go get a picture with the Easter bunny. And she's like, yeah, we do. And so I have the picture taken. And then I
Yeah.
instantly send it to my brother. And I'm like, see, I'm the favorite. What?
Poor Corey.
He sent me
We
some
joke on
funny
him
memes
so much.
back. He gets my humor.
He's the best, I swear. He's better than than all of us. I think you knew this, but for those in the audience, my first official job on paper was when I was 15 years old. I was a freshman in high school. And I got a work permit so that I could work 20 hours, and it was on the weekends and after school as the Easter Bunny
Yeah,
at
I
the
did know
Tacoma
that.
Mall. Yes. So there's I have a few things I can tell to all of the parents out there who take their children to sit on this stranger's lap. The first thing is the people that I worked with were not reliable human beings and likely should not have been the Easter Bunny holding other like other people's children, right? The second thing is the costume is covered in so many questionable smells and fluids. And I mean that in the most tragic and disgusting of ways. And I had to sit in it sometimes for upwards of 8 hours. Okay.
Yucky.
Super gross, just super gross. But the best part, the piece de resistance, is that I want everyone to remember that sometimes the person inside the costume is not who you think it is. So the first thing that I will say is that I grew up with this girl named Stephanie, and she had older sisters. Like her mom had four children with her first husband, and Stephanie was the youngest of those four. Then she got remarried and had one more child. And so Stephanie was the youngest of the four, and her older sisters had children pretty young. And so her like nieces and nephews went to elementary school with us, right? So I'm 15 and I'm the Easter Bunny. I'm sitting there. And all of a sudden, Stephanie's nephew, who's probably at this point maybe like 12, like old enough to know that the Easter Bunny isn't real, and his baby brother, whom, just from a later relationship in Stephanie's sister's life, come to sit on my lap. And I go, Jeffrey. And he turns and looks, and he looks at me terrified, like, how the fuck does this person know my name? Is the Easter Bunny real? He had this real existential crisis while he was on my lap, you know? Like, does the Easter Bunny know everyone's name? How does the Easter Bunny know my name? And I said, is the Easter Bunny real, Jeffrey? And he goes, no. Like, it was a question. And I was like, okay, cool. So you understand there's a person in the costume, right? And he was like, yeah. And his mom was kind of standing there, just like letting the people at the place take pictures or whatever, you know? And I was like, okay, can you believe that the person inside this costume is Kimmy, your Aunt Stephanie's best friend? And he goes, shut up. And he jumps off my lap and he goes and grabs his mom. I'm not going to say her name because it's very specific. And I don't want her to be comfortable with Jeffrey's name is not.
You're right.
He runs over there and he's like, Mom, Mom, it's Kimmy. And she's like, what? And this was before I need everyone to know I'm 15. So the year is 2000. And cell phones are not like big, and the cell phones we did have were like flip phones or like the little Nokias that didn't take pictures.
Right.
Tell me why she went to there used to be a drugstore in the Tacoma Mall. She went there, bought a disposable camera, came back, and just started snapping pictures and was like, I can't wait. I'm gonna show everybody. Oh my God, Kimmy, we're gonna put this next to your second grade picture. It was so funny. She was laughing so hard. She was clowning too. She was like, "You got to get paid, right? Everybody's got to get paid. Give me, don't worry about it." But yeah, it was really funny.
it was funny that so we knew who was in the bunny suit, but you have to be careful around the kiddos.
Right. You don't want to. That's
Yeah.
the thing, is that I had to tear off the head in front of a line of children. Like that instance was a very slow day and there was no one there.
Yeah.
But there was an entire line of children, and like the mall police, the security guards, they had just gotten like, they didn't have Segways yet, but they had some other kind of like electric boogie board situation. I don't really know. But they approached this very large group of men who appeared to be in their like teens and 20s.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I was approached by a female security guard who said, "We need to be ready to move you if we have to."
Oh.
And I was like, "What?" And she was like, a child reported that they heard that group of men over there discussing how they were going to jump you.
Oh.
And I turned to the security guard and I was like, "I know you don't know this because I'm inside of this costume, but I'm a 15-year-old girl." And
Yeah.
I was like, "I'm here because I got a work permit. Like, I'm just trying to make money to go to Canada to visit my family." And which is really what I did. I saved up all my money that year. I got that job, and then I got other jobs under the table, like babysitting. I vended yo-yo balloons at parades, and I saved up every single penny just to buy like a plane ticket to go visit my family in Canada.
Yeah.
But yeah, this group of very large men, like in their teens and 20s, had gathered, and then they rushed the mall cops who on their little boogie boards are not holding this giant group of men at bay.
Yeah.
And they started like coming straight for the little, fake grass. There's like a fake picket fence and this fake turf and these huge like inflated Easter eggs or whatever. And they're just running right at the chair that I'm sat in as the Easter bunny. And the tiny female security guard was very tiny, like smaller than me. At 15, I'm like almost 5'8", and I weigh like 170. And this woman was maybe 5'4", and she weighed 120 soaking wet if she was lucky.
Oh,
And I
man.
was like, "Fuck this, man. I'm not getting jumped by a group of dudes." So I ripped off the head in front of all of these children, who, by the way, are probably still traumatized to this day at what they saw in the Tacoma Mall. And I yelled, "I'm a 15-year-old girl. I'm a freshman. Please don't hurt me." And they all took a step back and they were like, "Yo, we're sorry. We thought you were like a perverted old man." And I was like, "No, that's the photographer." And then they all turned and looked at him. Terrible. It was awful. But yeah, so you guys couldn't say the person's name because you guys are trying to be cool and like keep it a secret for the kids.
Right, but we knew who he was, and he knew who we were, and I go sit next to him, and he refused to put his arm around me because I'm wearing one of my Viking sweatshirts, go figure. I just threw something
Right.
on. He said, he leaned over to my mom and said, "We got to get your daughter a new sweatshirt."
No shit. I like that Easter bunny. He knows what he's talking about.
Well, he's a Raiders fan, so
Oh,
yeah.
no. Remember what I just said? No to that, what I just said, no. No. I thought he was going to be a Hawks fan or something,
No, he's from California, and I knew he
Well,
was a
listen.
Raider.
And better the Raiders than the Niners any day. Am I right, girl? Am I
Yes,
right?
yes.
Yeah.
High five.
High five. A virtual high five. That's the one thing I will say that is so disappointing about Richard Sherman, because that's my man and I know you hate him, but I love him so much. Not hate. Hate is a strong word, but you dislike him.
Yeah. I dislike
I
him.
love him so much. And so I can't even help it. Even when there's a Niners, like this season when there was Niners games on, I would still watch because he's just so, I love him so much. He's charismatic. There's something about him. I don't know. I think that he might have a career in like broadcasting, and he does have a degree in communications from Stanford, I believe. I think it's
Yeah.
Stanford, yeah.
He does
And
have a family.
I think that he does. And I honestly think, like, so his father, I know too much about Richard Sherman, by the way. I'm just going to preface what I'm about to tell you with that. His father's been a sanitation worker in the Bay Area, which most people say like a garbage man, but that is so far removed from like what these people, these saints of society, actually do and actually have to deal with on a daily basis. He has been a sanitation worker, and from what I understand, still is in the Bay Area for decades. And he worked so hard to give his family a good life.
Yeah.
And I think that's where Richard Sherman gets his drive, is like he always wants to be the best. And I think that that's noble and it's valuable.
Yeah.
And also, I just think he's really hot. That part too.
Like how
That's
you
also
lead
a
with all the other stuff, and then you're like, by the way, he's hot.
know. He's just an attractive man. He looks really good. I don't know. He's got his own family, obviously, but he's still, you're allowed to think people are attractive.
That's
It's
right.
not like I'm blind. Just because I'm married doesn't mean somebody took my eyes away.
No, I just thought it was funny how you led with everything else, and then you're like, by the
Yes.
way, he's hot AF.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I feel about the whole situation, is like he is such a product of like, hard work and determination that he learned from his father, and also he is good to look at. Like, I don't mind it at all. Keep running, keep running. Go. Go. Those pants are so tight. I bought Zebulon the other day for objectifying him because I gave him a little tap on the bottom. And he was like, "Oh, don't worry, men have been doing it to women for millennia. So no worries there." I mean, it's very true.
Yeah.
I don't think Zeb minds a little objectification every now and then.
Yeah,
But yeah.
I actually quit the dating sites because of the men doing those things. Like, it took 1 week, Kimmy. 1 week, and I was like, I'm done. I'm
It's
over it.
fascinating. It's really fascinating to me because you and I did talk about some of the things that were said to you. And of course, we put one of the stories on the full episode we did last week.
Yeah.
But I just can't believe that that's how people talk to other people
Yeah.
or like treat other people. It's 2021 out here. Like,
Knocking.
you can't just be talking to people like that.
I wasn't too serious about it. I was just kind of curious, but
Yeah.
it was enough to be done.
Yeah, where you're just like, I have to be over this 'cause it's
Yeah.
not
I mean,
good for
it was
me.
nice. Yeah, it was nice because I could show my girlfriends. I mean, it really did bring us closer. We all kind of had our little laughs, and that's fine and all, but yeah, it just wasn't for me.
Yeah. That's what one of my girlfriends is divorced, and she does have kids. She has two little ones. And she is on some of those dating sites, and she will post, like, when she fucks with people who do that kind of stuff to her, she will post like her conversation chain with them, where they will say something inappropriate, like, I don't know, like, I want to wear your ass as a face mask, Jessica.
Oh, man.
And let's make some bad decisions and get some tacos.
Right.
But she'll, so somebody will say something like that to her, and then in response, she'll be like, The only reason I would do that is to suffocate you to save humanity from who you are. Or like she'll just come at them. Like it's the best thing ever. It's so funny. And she's really good at like she's always been good at it. We've been friends for years since I
Yeah.
was like 17. And she just always has had a very quick wit and just this
Yeah.
capability of like making people laugh. And so she calls it the Poff shenanigans, where she'll like take a picture of the combo and post it to Facebook. And then it's just me and all of her other friends just like making comments and laughing at the dude. And she's really kind because she like strikes out their name in their photo, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, or if the person's name is like Josh something, she'll cross out their last name so you can see that it's like a Josh, but that doesn't
Yeah.
tell you who it is, you know? She's very kind and she still keeps like the dating site anonymity portion of it, but her responses are fucking flawless. Like they're so funny. And that's the only reason I think I would do it is to just like get out some microaggression on some like dick. Just, I don't know. It just it's pretty funny, but yeah, I don't blame you for leaving. I've heard that from all of my single girlfriends. We talked about that. It just is toxic.
Yeah, it was more of an
Toxic
experiment.
masculinity.
Yeah, it was just more of an experiment than anything, but I had my fill.
Oh man, just 1 week, that's it, and
That's
it was
all.
done, right?
Yeah.
Man.
And then like the rest of the week was so productive. Like, okay, so I started it like Sunday and then I ended it Sunday, like legit a week. And then after that, it was like I just had all this time and I was like, let's just focus on me. So, you know, now I'm a blonde.
Yes.
I changed my hair
Yeah, oh,
color.
that's what I was gonna say about that picture of you and the Easter Bunny. I was like, who is this? Is this Marilyn Monroe? Oh my God.
Stop.
You look fantastic. No, I love it. It is a throwback to your blonde days. You look great as a blonde. You always have though. I mean, you
Yeah,
always look
I was.
great anyway, and those cheekbones could cut a man, but like as a
Stop.
blonde, it's no, for real. Your cheekbones don't stop. I've been so jealous of them from jump.
I just feel better as a blonde, and you know, blondes have more fun. I don't know.
They do. I can attest to this because when I get a balayage done, I am more fun.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the
That
chemicals.
maybe it's the ammonia.
They go right to the brain, and then you're just
Right.
more.
Just having too much fun.
Oh man, no. And
Oh, that's so funny.
I started going for a walk every day. And okay, so I don't make enough time for podcasts because, like, when I'm in my car, I usually listen to music.
Yeah.
That's like definitely a music time for me. I'm traveling
Yeah.
across the state or something.
Yeah.
But I found with my walk, if I'm not talking to anyone, a podcast is kind of a nice thing to listen to while you're walking because it makes you forget that you're even doing anything. And
Yeah.
so Aspen showed me this podcast a while back. It's Obsessed with Disappeared, I believe it's called. I think I told you about
Ooh,
it. So it's a true
yeah. I
crime.
still haven't gotten into it.
Oh my gosh. So there's this guy named Patrick, and Ellen and Patrick are the hosts, and they watch a true crime show, and then they talk to you about somebody who's disappeared, and they do like they'll give you like little snippets of what's happening and who said what, and then every once in a while you actually get to hear the audio from the show, and then they just kind of ad lib off of that. But I was listening to this one while I was walking. They make me laugh every time. And they were talking about like video games And somebody who plays
Yeah.
video games like on the computer as opposed to on a console. And so
Yeah.
she was like referring to like, well, I played Mario Brothers, which totally like that's what I grew up on was the Mario Brothers.
Yeah, same.
And then like she's like making fun of the computer and she doesn't understand this certain game that he was into and she only played Mario Brothers. And then a little while later, he comes back and says something like, well, while he was playing his Atari. And so I'm on this walk and I'm just like laughing. And I'm pretty certain all the neighbors out here who are out here year round or who are here that, this week, were like wondering what I'm laughing at while I'm walking by myself. So
They're like,
that was,
oh man, she's really losing it. We gotta,
yeah. But I
poor Jessica. I heard she just got done off online dating. It took a week. We gotta get her into an activity.
laughing
We
by
need to, she
herself.
needs an activity. I know she's out here. I'm so worried about her. Oh my God. Derek, are you seeing this? I'm so worried about her. Oh my God, just laughing to herself. Jesus H. Christ. Get me another Coors out of the cooler while I watch her do this. She's laughing. What is she
Are you
doing?
sure we should let the kids see this?
Right? No. Put him in the other room. Give him a crayon and a coloring book. We can't let him. We don't want him to see this. This is.
Man.
Well, that sounds good. It sounds like you have plenty of time for activities now.
I
You
do.
know, I feel like you do. You can really get into some shit now. You can do all kinds of activities. You can go for your walks. You can listen to podcasts. You can crochet some really great. I mean, I could use an Afghan pretty much any time if you wanted to just go ahead and get a, you know,
Oh, okay.
get something working.
I'll drop that down.
I mean, I'm not asking you. I'm just begging you, please crochet me an Afghan. Anyway,
You just remind me of Step Brothers. Like, there's so much room for activities.
I know. Can we please turn our beds into bunk beds? I love that movie so much. So I'm in the guest bedroom because I don't know when Zeb's gonna go to sleep or what's gonna happen with Ezra. And in our guest bedroom, we have, you've seen it, it's like a wall-mounted thing under the television
Yeah.
that has room for like DVDs and Blu-rays and stuff like that. Which, by the way, yes, we are old and we still have those things. I know that you hip youngsters don't. We do. And I'm looking directly at the like binder of Step Brothers as we're saying this. And I'm thinking to myself, were you just playing my drums? No. Why are you all sweaty? I was watching Cops. It's my favorite.
And
It's
hoe.
so good. Yes, it's the fucking Catalina wine mixer. So good.
Great movie.
And the special sauce scene is fucking hilarious. Like, it's just such a good
It's a
movie.
great
It really is. It's a great comedy. But
movie.
yeah. That's so funny. It does sound it, you know, you tried it. You tried online dating. And if you learned anything, it's that anymore, I feel like when dating sites first became a thing, it was kind of something everyone was doing, you know? And so it was all types of people who would get on dating sites. And now I feel like it's people who are looking to like hook up, and no one's really, I don't know, it doesn't seem as genuine as it once did.
Yeah.
Because when I was on there, I actually did find a lot of guys who were really nice, but I was on there in 2006.
Yeah.
So in 15 years, a lot can change. And I mean, that's how I met Zeb, and he's a wonderful man. Don't tell him I said that. I'm trying to make him think I'm his queen and keep him around. If the men find out. No, I'm just kidding. If they know. If he only knew how far slumming he went, we can't let him know. He's way cooler than me. That's the first thing.
Oh, stop.
No, Jessica, I'm not. He's not going to listen to this, so it doesn't matter. You don't have to placate me. I'm getting closer to the mic and lowering my voice because he's like across the hallway bathing our child. Which was another little anchor I planted in his life to keep him around. No, I'm just kidding. I waited 9 years to baby trap him after I paid for him to go to college. Highly unlikely. Or I'm just the worst gold digger ever. How does this work? So I work two jobs and he gets a degree and then I have a baby with no college education. Okay, yeah, I can do that. I can make that happen. I'll just be very tired for the rest of my
There you
life.
go.
It's I mean, so far so good.
Oh man, I watched this TikTok earlier today, and it was like this conversation of online dating going back and forth. And it was like this attractive guy sent, like they're sending messages to each other. It's not just liking each other on the dating app. Like now they're having a conversation privately. So they say send a real
Oh,
picture.
nice. Okay, yeah.
So this guy sends this
Okay.
real picture of this attractive white man, right? And then in
Right.
return, he receives this picture of this attractive white female. And then they say, "Oh, you want to FaceTime?" And they're like, "Yeah." And they connect, and you go to the live video feed. And the attractive white guy is this younger black male, and the attractive white girl is this younger white male, and they totally catfished each other. Oh, it had me rolling. Like, yep, that's probably what was happening out there.
That's so funny. I know. It's you never know when you're going to get catfished or by whom,
Yeah.
you know, over who knows, over a tinny ass Wurlitzer from the fucking piano man.
Right.
You don't know. Who is Lexi even real? These are answers I still don't
We
have.
don't know. He could have been.
We don't know. Oh my God, what the fuck is my life? Like, at least you were trying to date. I'm out here trying to just buy a piano and getting catfished. Oh my God. What is going on in my life? I know, Jessica, you don't need to tell me. Oh shit. Well, I don't know. I'm having an interesting day, so let's see. So, my boss actually yesterday drove to Moses Lake. But while she was gone, my coworkers and I decided to like clean her whole office and like decorate it a little bit, you know? Because she's always so busy that she can never like really get to any of the things that she really wants to do in her office. And she's been complaining for a while that every time she FaceTimes, she has to like shift the piles of crap out of the view of like the Zoom call. Because she's like, well, I had like seven files stacked up and I had to move them over to the corner so I could FaceTime on Zoom with all these people. And so we kind of decorated her office or whatever, and I was really looking forward to like her seeing it on Monday. But then I got a text today. She's like, I came in because I was scanning like information to our accountant for tax purposes, and I saw what you guys did to my office. I know. I really do have the best boss. So it was nice that she liked it. She said it was really pretty and it looked really good. So that's good because we did hang stuff on the walls, and if she hated it, it would have been real awkward. But she's like, I really love what you guys did with the place, except maybe don't touch my shit. No, she liked it, so which that was good. But then that was a fun thing to do on a Friday afternoon. You know, we did a ton of work as well, but it was like nice to take a break and go do that for her so that when she came back, it was kind of like the spring cleaning was done and she was ready to start fresh on Monday and, whatever. So we did that. And then I got home and I was going to do some homework, but I was like, no, you know what? Tonight's for me. It's going to be great. And I'll get my homework done tomorrow, meaning today. So then I woke up this morning and we had to meet our niece and nephew at the licensing place. And then we cut over to Starbucks and then we went to Fred Meyer. And it was so nice to just kind of walk around and look at stuff, which is so, it's such a weird, like, COVID thing to say. And I know everywhere doesn't have Fred Meyer, so I will just, I guess, explain that it's kind of a one-stop shop. There's clothing, there's housewares, there's groceries. But I think everyone who listens to this podcast is aware of what a Fred Meyer is because they're probably local or like were at one time living here. I don't think we have listeners in Japan or something or
I
in another
mean,
part of the US that doesn't know.
we can only hope.
We could. We can only hope one day, maybe, if we're lucky enough that we're valued in that way. But yeah, so we went to Fred Meyer, we walked around, and it was nice to just kind of look at stuff. We were masked up, and everyone else that I saw that was there also was masked up. No one was doing the low rider, which is what I now call the people who stick their nose out of their mask. Look at this low rider coming in hot. This bitch. Just breathing through her nostrils, spreading her little particles everywhere. I hope she doesn't have to sneeze anytime soon. It's allergy season. This bitch. So yeah, no one was doing that. It was really great. And then I was going to tell you got us addicted to the zero sugar A&W root beer because you
Oh
left it here.
I did.
You also, by the way, you left your vodka here and it's still on top of my refrigerator waiting for you to, it's beckoning you. It's siren's call to like come back to me.
I'll come
I'm holding it hostage until you come back.
back.
And I truly, we did drink all of your root
Oh,
beer.
that's
That's not a
fine.
lie. I'm not going to lie about that. But I truly did only mix one drink with your vodka specifically because I was like, no, if I have this here, she has to come back. Like, that's the thing that's going to make you come back is a half a bottle of whipped vodka. If I keep it, she has to come back for it. But yeah, so it was nice to just kind of walk around. And then we came home, we put away all the groceries. I set up our new digital piano, which turns out you have to build. So it came and I had to assemble it. But it's basically just a fancy keyboard on a stand.
I thought it looked nice.
Thank you. I know I sent you a picture after I was done building it because I was very proud of my handiwork. Which I really shouldn't have been. The instructions said to use a manual screwdriver, and I was like, fuck that. I'm getting my Black and Decker because I have a Black and Decker drill that is my life's like joy. I love that thing. It is. Just so we're clear, this is also not an ad, but I really like Black and Decker tools in general. I just keep having to preface everything. This is also not an ad. This isn't an ad. Just things that I enjoy. So yeah, I use the drill to assemble the base and to attach to affix the fancy quote unquote digital piano. But now my kid, every time I love him so much. I'm not telling you, I'm reminding myself. Every time we have our backs turned, he's turning this thing on and then he's just smashing on the keys like we somehow won't be able to hear him from the living room. I'm like, your playroom where the piano is, the piano sits in, it's like his playroom slash a sitting room, and that's where we put the piano, is literally, it's diagonal from the living. How do you think we don't hear that?
Right. 'Cause he's
I
five.
mean, he's five. Yeah, I'm not asking him to make a ton of sense, but I'm just saying like a bit of common sense would be. I said today in the car, I said we should have raised him in the hood. We made a mistake moving to the suburbs, and Zeb was like, "What are you talking about?" And I was like, "He's going to be soft. You can already tell." Like you and I were more sneaky, we were more, divisive. We were hard, we're hardened now by our life in the bad part of town. Like we shouldn't have done this. He's gonna be soft. And Zeb's like, "Wow, that's really fucked up that you think that we're gonna raise him so poorly that he's gonna be soft." And I was like, "I don't think it has anything to do with us. I mean, just like the Freakonomics of it all is mostly who he's gonna end up hanging out with." And
Just made me of
anyway.
another story. What made me think of it is that you said that you kind of feel like Ezra's going to be soft.
I'm so cons yes, I
Well,
yeah.
this person was telling us she actually has teenagers, and she went down to make a drink at their bar, and she realized there was all these empty bottles of alcohol.
Oh my God.
And she was like, "What the hell? Like, how do we have this many empty?" Like, if it was them, they'd throw the bottles away.
Right.
But the thing that she was so mad about, she wasn't mad that the bottles were empty. She was more mad that they didn't try to conceal it by filling it up with water or something else, Like, when we were kids, we used to make it look like we didn't drink it, and they just drank it and didn't care.
My God, have the
So,
common decency to lie.
but anyway, I just kind of reminded me of that. Like, she was more angry that they didn't even
Yeah.
try than she was that the bottles were empty in the first place.
I think that's so funny. It's very indicative of like not, I mean, yeah, it's that's who I think Ezra's gonna be. He's just gonna be.
Like, whatever, it's gone.
Yeah. And but like that's the thing is like not only did they okay, so first of all, they didn't try to conceal it in any way by like diluting it with water. Have the common decency to like do something. But then second of all, it's like your parents would have just been like, "Oh, we're out of this, whatever. I guess I need to pick up more."
They
But
wouldn't
you
have even
just
noticed.
you're so lazy that you're just leaving the empty bottle there.
There's evidence.
There's ev so that's evidence, but also like the lazy factor is through the roof to the point where you are so entitled that you're like, well, first of all, I don't even need to try to hide the fact that I drank all the vodka by diluting it with water. But second of all, I don't take the trash out. Like that's something that dad does because I just don't touch that. That's gross. Like you can't you. What is your life at that point? Like, who are you?
It just
I
made me
don't.
think of that when you were like, "I'm worried about Ezra being soft. Like, you
I
want to hear
am.
soft."
That's it's really funny. It really is. So growing up, we didn't have alcohol in the house growing up, and neither did Zeb, and Zeb doesn't drink, but I do drink. And so I do have alcohol in the house. I am a occasional drinker and a very social drinker. But I keep it on top of the refrigerator and I only ever have like one thing of something. Like right now I have two because again, you left your vodka here.
Oops, I'm sorry.
There's only ever one bottle. So if he's stealing from the one bottle, first of all, I'm going to know pretty much immediately. But second of all, and really more importantly, his ass better be smart enough to try and hide that shit. Because that'll be the final straw. I'll be like, "Listen, you're too soft. We're moving to south back to South Tacoma, and you're gonna learn some shit. Parkland's gonna kill your dreams. Remember when I thought I was gonna be a journalist and that didn't happen? Welcome to Parkland."
Funny story.
Do tell.
somehow, and I don't know how, I must have answered some sort of questions, or my doctor's just a really good reader of people or what, but somehow anxiety got put on my thing, you know,
Yeah, yeah.
medical record somewhere. And I had this procedure back in October that they had to put me under for, but it ended up being like a surgery, but it wasn't supposed to be really.
Right.
The anesthesiologist came in and was talking to me beforehand, and he had a student with him, and of course my doctor had a student with her too, so that was fun to have a whole bunch of students watching me. But he was like talking to me about the anesthesia, and he's like, "Oh, it says here in your record that you have anxiety." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, whatever. I don't really know. Like, I don't know how that got put on there, but I mean, whatever." So we were talking for a minute, and I was like, "By the way, the only other time I've been put under was for my wisdom teeth, and I woke up in the middle of it, and please don't do that to me. Like, that's not a." And he was like, "Oh, that's pretty common with wisdom teeth. They try to give you the bare minimum, and so a lot of people wake up for that. But I promise you, you're not going to wake up for this." And I was like, "I'm not going to wake up." And he's
Oh
like,
my God.
"Yeah, give you some anxiety medication." Apparently, my anxiety is more of an observation.
God, that's so funny.
When he gave me the medication like 2 seconds later after it was in my IV, I was like, "Oh, I feel that." And then everyone
Yeah.
started laughing at me. But he's like, "Yeah, about the medication."
Oh man, that's so funny. I don't blame you though. I mean, I've been put under for several, I've had several procedures at this point. And
Yeah.
it's each time going into it, my heart rate, I don't even, it's, I, my, I feel like I'm gonna die because I get myself so worked up. So I totally understand. And they did the way right thing by giving you that anti-anxiety medication, by the way, because it sounded like you were at an 11.
When somebody tells you you're not going to wake up,
I know.
you're not hearing it in context. You're like,
No.
wait a minute, I'm not waking up. Like, I had never been in a surgical room before.
Oh, yeah.
And so they wheel me back, and there's like, so I already know that the anesthesiologist and my doctor both have students with them. But then I get into the room, and there's literally like another six like
Yes.
nurses and surge tech and all the, it was
Yes.
chaos back. And so they had me get
The
over onto
yes.
the thing, you know, you got to scoot over from the bed they wheel you in on.
Yes, to the table.
And yeah, and this one nurse was like, "Oh, she's like still awake." And I'm like, "Yes, I'm awake." She started
I'm very
talking to
much
me.
present.
Yeah, she started talking to me, and somehow we got on the subject of tiny homes. Like, I'm waiting for a tiny home. And she's like, "Oh my gosh, you're like the only person I've ever met that's gonna live in a tiny home. Like, tell me more about this." And then I was asleep.
Yeah.
It was like, I was
I
really
remember
enjoying.
you telling me that.
You knocked me out. I was a little upset about that.
Were ready to have a whole combo.
Yeah, I wanted to tell her about the finish I picked.
Well, listen, this has been a great chat. I love you very much. I'm gonna go be the Easter bunny.
Oh, yeah, that's important.
I know. I gotta make sure my kid's asleep, and then I gotta go hide some eggs and put out that basket I bought.
Yeah. Take
Phoning it in.
the egg off.
I know. Hashtag world's most okayest mom. All right. I love you.
I love you too.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, bye.